Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at Palm Desert at the Fuse Alliance meeting, and I'm with Todd Bircher, the Executive Vice President with Floors, Inc. Todd, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great today. What's not to be good in Palm Desert, right?
Well, it's a little windy today, but other than that, it really is nice out here. So first, I thought I'd catch up with you and talk a little bit about Floors, Inc. and the business. You know, I was looking at your background. It looks like that you were in a whole different business 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Oh, you got it. 6 years ago, this isn't where I thought I would be, that's for sure. I go back to the beginning of my life. I'm really a house painter. I grew up painting houses for my dad, worked in the family paint store during the school year, and worked out swinging a paintbrush in the summers. And when I got out of high school, I didn't go straight to college. I had my own painting business, and I did that for a few years and figured out that I was better at business issues and accounting. So I hustled through education and had another career as a CPA, which led me into all kinds of different small business stuff, and ultimately had a chance to get back into the trades about 5 years ago, and Floors, Inc. was just too good for me to pass up.
What attracted you to accounting?
Well, what was going on was I would go home from painting houses, and I'd have two or three crews working on the similar model of a home in different parts of town, and I'd look at why did one job go so well and another job not go so well. All I was trying to do was make money. But somebody who was a lot smarter than me told me that really what I was doing was cost accounting. I said, oh, really, cost accounting? What is that going to do for me? And they said, well, you know, you can be a CPA. You can make a lot of money. You'll have a lot of opportunities there. So that appealed to me.
And before you got into this, being a commercial contract, you actually were in the specialty advertising business for a while, or promotional stuff, right?
Well, that's true. I worked for a company that really did a lot of business, setting up company stores and selling pens and pencils and all kinds of plastic stuff with logos on it. It was a lot of fun to be involved in that business. But when I felt the call to get back into this, then, you know, get into the trades, and I just couldn't let it go.
So Floors, Inc. has two locations. They have a location in Omaha and in Lincoln. And you're actually a division of Nebraska Furniture Mart, right?
That's correct. We're a wholly owned subsidiary of Nebraska Furniture Mart, which is a Berkshire Hathaway company.
Mm-hmm. And you actually report to Ron Blumkin.
That's right. Yeah, Ron Blumkin. I get to meet with Ron once a month. I have essentially a partner at Floors, Inc. named Steve Schiller that's been involved in the business for a long, long time. And he's a great resource for me because, like you pointed out, I've been in this for going on 5 years, and Steve's been in this industry for going on 30 years. So we complement each other really, really well.
And you do all sectors. I mean, you do banks, you do schools, you do hospitals, and you do all product types, right?
That's correct. If it has a floor, we're interested in it.
Well, talk about some recent work that you've done.
We've been doing a lot of retirement home work lately, and there have been some very large projects, and some of them, they're not real close to home, which is a place where Fuse really has helped us out. We had a retirement home in the Chicagoland area last year that we used our network in Fuse to find the labor so we didn't have to send our own crews 700 or 800 miles from home.
Well, that led to the next question I was going to ask you. You're a board member with Fuse, and I was going to ask you what you got out of being part of this group.
Oh, really, it's about relationships. I lean on people because, you know, everybody's encountered something, and there's experts all over the place in this organization. So I try to network well enough so that I get to know who knows what and who's specialized in what area, and when I have a question, I know who to call, and they're always willing to answer the phone. We have a lot of good collaboration, so really, most of what we get out of this is relationships.
I noticed you brought your wife out here with you, so you're going to, I mean, here we are in Palm Desert, so you might as well have fun while you're out here, right?
Yeah, I mean, my wife, if I came to Palm Desert without her, then I don't think I'd be received very well when I got home.
What are some of the challenges that you face? Is it around installation labor, or tell us a little bit about things that keep you up?
Installation labor is one of the biggest things. We have some of the best installers. We've got craftsmen that are unbelievable that have worked for us for a long, long time, but they're getting a little older. And we're starting to see some of them, they don't have quite the same interest that they used to have in larger projects. And it is becoming a challenge to get the new generation to get involved in that.
I probably should have mentioned that, I mean, as far as scale, Floors, Inc., based up in Omaha, is the largest commercial contractor in Nebraska, right?
We're one of the largest. I don't know exactly what our competition does, but there are two or three that stand out from everybody else in this industry in that market anyway. If we're not the largest, we're right there. I think we're probably the oldest. And it goes back to the early 1960s when Floors, Inc. was started.
And how's your mix between soft and hard surface?
We do more in the soft surface area than we do the hard surface, but obviously there's been a lot of LVT lately. Ceramic tile for us has really grown a lot in the last 3 or 4 years.
You know, I've heard that. You know, so many commercial contractors I've talked to say they're getting into more tiles. You think it's because more tile's going in?
I don't think there's necessarily more tile going in. I think that we have made a decision to specialize in it, and that has led to a whole lot more opportunity than we had previously.
One last question. When you're focusing on building your business, commercial contractors can focus in areas of making sure the GC knows who you are, making sure the facility managers know who you are, making sure the designers know who you are. How do you build your business?
I think the biggest single thing that I've done, Kemp, since being a part of Floors, Inc., is I've focused on the culture at Floors, Inc. We want a culture of people that are hungry for change, people that will embrace new ideas and work together like a family at work. And that's something where if you're not careful in an industry like this that hasn't changed a lot in a while, then you can get very complacent. And we didn't want to be complacent. And we've got people that enjoy change. At this point, they're embracing change. And that's really exciting for me. And it has led to tighter relationships with some larger GCs that we hadn't historically done a lot of work with, but now we are.
Is 2020 looking like it's going to be a good year for you?
2020 looks tremendous. And 2019, we had a great year, but it didn't match the targets that I had for the company. But when I look at where the pipeline's at right now and how we're situated as a company right now, I'm very excited about this year.
All right, Todd. Well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, I've been talking to Todd Bercher, the Executive Vice President with Floors, Inc. up in Nebraska. And you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.